Friday morning from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
GDP, I mean, it was the top end of expectation, but geez, the overall number, we're not going anywhere fast, are we?
No, it's in. The what is now probably going to be recognised as one measure of the sort of economic scorecard, and I think there's we've got a pretty strong indication in this upcoming wellness budget, haven't we, that GDP now is only one measure of how the country's going. But Mike, it's still a pretty important one. It's still the comparative one we use against other economies, and it still speaks to things like giving indication of how much tax you're going to be able to raise. So I think still think it's pretty important. So at the headline level, yeah, GDP for the quarter, 0.6%. So it's an improvement of the 0.3% that we saw in the September quarter. So we're 2.3% higher than we were a year earlier. Now, the RBNZ, yeah, they were picking 0.8 and 2.7. Now, we had some revisions to the first half of 2018, but you're 2.7 down to 2.3. That's still a miss, and it's, you know, I think it's probably significant. Now, highlights for the quarter, we had household spending, construction, they were expected. The services sector, that was expected. Some disruption in the energy sector. You had some gas outages from the Pohokura field and low lake levels. The thing is, Mike, I think the market was sort of bracing themselves for actually a slightly weaker number. And, you know, we did see some forecasts of around 0.3. So I think there was an element of a little bit of relief at the 0.6. All of that, I mean, you can go online, you can check out all the various bits and pieces of the inside of the number. The question is, what does it mean? It's not far enough away from expectations to involve the RBNZ, so I think they stay on the sidelines. I think the real uncertainty, Mike, is to what degree do we see this activity pick up in 2019? Because you look at the last two numbers, 0.3, 0.6.
Yeah.
We sort of average those out, you know, and we get sort of 4.5, 5. Well, if we sort of chug along at that rate for 2019, we're not looking particularly robust. It's fairly anemic growth. The common wisdom is that household spending stays reasonably robust. We get a bit of a boost from government spending. We get a continued boost from construction. Commodity prices stay up. GDP picks back up, but we're going to have to wait and see. A couple of key issues, Mike, that I want to quickly look at. GDP per capita, 0.9% for the year. That is the lowest annual growth per capita since 2011. Now, that was referred to extensively in the election campaign, if you remember. That was another one of the ways that they were going to measure themselves. The other thing, productivity. If we dive down into these numbers, you'll see one area that is particularly weak. It is going backwards. Is businesses investing back into their business. I think it was down 2.3%. And if people aren't doing that, you're going to have a real struggle to move the needle on productivity.
We've been saying this for a while. Of course, the other thing, to be fair, the other thing of the international headwinds, which are beyond our control, and I think old Jerome's picked that up yesterday, hasn't he?
Yep. Yeah, he has. So the US Federal Reserve hit the screens just not long after we stopped talking. Key takeaway, so they've left the Fed funds where they were. The key takeaway, no more rate hikes expected this year. It was only 3 months ago, Mike, the US Central Bank said there'd be two hikes would be appropriate in 2019. So there's been a fair bit of focus on what the Federal Reserve plans were for their balance sheet as well. This is all about them bringing back the quantitative sort of easing back into quantitative tightening. That's going to roll off the end of September. Fed's going to be patient. GDP estimates a little bit lower, a bit of a pickup in expectation of the unemployment rate. They're now forecasting GDP at 2.1%. What did we see? US interest rates fell, benchmark 10-year bond 2.53. Mike, in November, that rate was 3.25. So a 0.75% movement in the US 10-year Treasury bond is big. Our interest rates hitting lows as well. I think our 5-year rate down around 1.92%, really low. So we've had a Kiwi dollar stronger overnight. We've now got lots of different views on where monetary policy is going to go across Australia, the US, New Zealand. And who's going to move first, actually. I was at a conference yesterday, lots of debate on who would move first, the RBNZ or the RBA. Kiwi dollar a little bit stronger overnight as well.
Numbers, please.
25,919 on the Dow Jones, flirting with the 26,000 level again, up 173 points. The S&P 500, 2847, up 23. The NASDAQ, 7805, up 76. FTSE 100, 7364, up 72, or 1%. Still not worried about Brexit. The Nikkei, 21608, up 42. Shanghai Composite, up 11,3101. The ASX 200 gained 2 yesterday, 6167. The NZX 59461. We are up 25, about a quarter of a percent. On the currencies, 0.6867 against the US, 0.9672 Aussie, 0.6050 Euro, 0.5260 pounds, 76.09 yen. Gold, $1,305, and oil, $67.83.
Thank you for your excellent work this week. Enjoy the weekend. See you Monday. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth. He and that expertise is online at jmiwealth.co.nz.